Good afternoon. My blog for today is called How to Keep Your Cat Warm in the Colder Months. Winter is fast approaching here in New Zealand, and I wondered how would we keep our cat warm as the months get colder and more unbearable. After all, I myself am a summer person, therefore I am not at all keen on spending winter here in New Zealand anymore. I guess as one ages, one feels the cold more, despite the numerous blankets and cuddlies one can wrap up in. I figured that it must be the same thing for our cat. Now, I know that cats have their own built-in furry covering, and that's well and good. However, some months tend to get colder than others, therefore one begins to wonder if their fur lining is sufficient for them. I suspect short-haired cats feel it much more than long-haired ones. Did you know that they can come down with frostbite, or even that dreaded hypothermia if you're not careful about watching out for them? Usually inside is cosy and warm for them anyway, but there are times that cats just need to go outside, and that's a time when you might find the following hints helpful. Nowadays, and I have seen them in droves as campers bring their pets here while they're on holiday, I have seen them be dressed just like we would were we venturing outside for a walk or to play. I have seen them in such fashion statements such as wee boots and the cutest coats, some coats wrapping right around the bodies of their cats and being complemented by a little pair of boots that come up to their knees. At first I thought, well, how ridiculous, wouldn't that hamper the cat's movements? However, one time I thought I would chat with the owner, and that gave me the opportunity to take a good look at their cat, which I must say was also on a lead. When talking to the owner, they said that at first their cat had taken a little objection to the new duds. However, it wasn't very long before it seemed to wait before going outside, knowing that it would then be dressed appropriately before that big door was opened. Cats' paws can be very affected by snow, which I had never thought about before. I just thought that cats loved to romp where they pleased in all sorts of weather. But when you come to really think about it, would we be happy with bare feet in the snow? Or would we rather know that our toes are cosily wrapped before touching it? The only thing would be to make sure the little boots are well fitted. They don't want to fall off during their walking about, and they don't want to cause discomfort by slipping down their legs either. If there is a real objection to slipping boot and coats on your cat, then make sure that when they first come inside, you have a towel handy to quickly dry them off from the wetness on their coats and feet, and that this stimulates warmth back into their bodies and limbs. And just as with yourself, having just come inside from the cold or the rain, a nice warm room, a lovely bed by the fire, or a cozy corner on the couch would be the next best thing to heaven. I, of course, would then opt for a warm cup of milk or cocoa, but a bowl of slightly warm water would be very welcoming to help bring warmth inside your cat's body. If there is really no need for your cat to venture outside in inclement weather, then don't make them go outside. After all, it can't be pleasant having huge drops of rain dropping on you as you run from shelter to shelter outside, and what if there are hailstones? That'd hurt your cat no end as well. That might just be a good time to put out some kitty litter in an out-of-the-way place, but convenient to them for your cat's use. If your cat loves going outside, regardless, then make sure his way back into the house is never obstructed, so that they can hurry back in when they've had enough of the fresh air outside. Warm corners with cosy old shirts and blankies sound like a good idea to me as well. Preferably, don't lay one layer straight onto the floor. Try to give them as much padding as possible. Remember, they're going to paw whatever it is they're going to lie down on anyway. Therefore, lots of padding will give them ample warmth when they eventually settle down. So I suggest 3 or 4 or 5 layers of warm old shirts, old cardies, worn blankies will make for a very cozy place to settle down for the next several hours of dreaming. And keep their bedding facilities away from drafts, like windows or doors that are constantly being opened and closed. Raised beds, perhaps 3 to 4 inches off the floor, would be ideal. Look, thanks for ringing in my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.